Why? Mifnei ha-sakona. Because the sakona, she has a lot of milk there, so she's not going to nurse, there'll be a sakona, that's why it's mutter. But otherwise, we say for sure the kid is not going to live. He's a ben ches, he was only in the mother's own, his mother was only pregnant for 8 months, therefore the kid can't live. So how could we say over here, ben chai lives, there it's mashma, ben chai does not live. So Gemara says, hochav amayaskinon, kesha gomru simonov. We're talking about over here, when the kid is born, he's born with a simonim. Like we'll soon see, he has certain signs that we look and see as if he's a real gadol. We'll soon explain why. So Tanya, we learned like this. A zeyo ben shmeina, who's called an 8-month-old baby, kol shalai kololai chadoshiv, that he did not live out the month. Rabbi says, simonim mechichen olav. If he has simonim, we look at the child, we can tell exactly how he is. Saroi utziponov shlegamru. That depends if his hair did not grow normal, and his nails did not grow normal. That's called the ben shemayna. There's Ezel, Tanya, we learned, Ezel ben shemayna, who's called an 8-month-old baby, that kol shlegamru chadoshim, he did not live the month. And Rabbi says, simonim mechichen olav, even if he lived the month, still, there are signs to tell that he's an 8-month-old baby. That means his hair did not grow normally, or else what? His nails did not grow. So, Taima, what's the reason, the legomru? That the hair or the nails did not grow normal. Hogomru, mashma, if his nails grew, when he was born, his nail, he had normal nails, and he has normal hair. Amrina, we say like this, Hai bar zayinu. Really, the kid is a 7th-month baby. In other words, the cloud is like this. That a baby, a premature baby, if he's born after 7th month, he could live. An 8-month-old baby can't live. A 9-month-old baby, that's normal for sure, he lives. Certain times, though, the cases like this really is a bar zayin. Really is a kid that was supposed to be born after 7 months. But for ishtuye, who the ishtoye? He stayed in the mother's stomach another month. So even though he's born after 8 months, it's possible this kid could live. Even though usually a real ben ches cannot live, but the pshat is here, really, he was the Ben Zion. He was supposed to come out after 7 months. Just on something happened, he stayed there another month. That's not called the Ben Ches. So how do we know this? These are the simonim. If he has simonim or not, we can tell this. So on this, where Rashi says, the Rebbe Avu has come to teach us that feel the Rebbe, the Mechaskin and Leib, Bar Kayom, Achie Ben Chof. When do we know for sure there's going to be a Ben Kayom is going to live? Only if he's 20 years old. When he's 20 years old, then we say for sure the case was, even though he was born after 8 months, the case is that really he was a Ben Zayin, supposed to come out after 7 months, so if he stayed in another month. So the Mori Eloho, the Yovid, Rova Toysvo. This is the question now, how come Rova Toysvo, name of a person, Uvda, it happened a case, Be'isha Shaholach Balalam Dinasayom. It happened in Isha, a wife, that her husband went away to Mdina Sayyam. V'yishtuya yachreisa yachishosa. That the husband stayed away for 12 months. V'yachshara. And then what happened was, at the end of 12 months, his wife gave birth. So who, what should we say? We should say that the kid's a mamzer. Because since the father went away a year ago, so lechura, if she would have been pregnant from her husband, she would have given birth in the most 9 months later. Here it happened, she first gave birth 12 months later. So what we should say is she became pregnant from a different man. So the kid should be a mamzer. So, and still we say no, that the kid is kosher. His lechura command, who does it go like? Rebbe. The Yom HaMishtoya, that Rebbe says no, really a kid when he's born after 8 months, he could be a Ben Zion. Aye, how come he first came out 8 months? Because he stayed in the stomach another month. So what are you saying? So Rebbe, you see that the kid could stay in the mother's stomach. See, also it's possible he stayed 3 months in the mother's stomach. In other words, really he was a Ben Tess. He was supposed to be come out after 9 months. But it could be that sometimes it could be delayed. That it could take another 3 months. Rashi says, V'yishtoya atresi yachishosa. Shleichosa v'yoldi ishtoya l'soif shenosa. V'yachshirei rovo d'ksava mishtoya avlad acha gmatzerosoi. It could be that the kid stays in the mother's stomach even after it's finished. V'zen mishtoya gimachadoshim. And there could be a case that he stayed in the stomach 3 months. V'lo yamrinu liyachar sholach b'el nisabra miyachar. We don't say this. So l'chura, the Mor say l'chura k'man k'rebi. Who you gonna chul like Rebbe? The yomim mishtoy. So chul the kashrut. It's the yachid Rebbe. How come you're passing like Rebbe? The chum the chul argue on Rebbe. How come you hold like Rebbe? That there it says kivu and the yikar Rebbe and Shimon and Gamliel. The yomim mishtoya kirabim of it. It's not only yachid, not only Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel also holds like this. That there's a case that it's possible that the kid stays in the mother's stomach. But since he and Rebbe both say it, then we pass it like this. The Tanya will end like this. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol sheshol lamed yoyim biyodim ein ha-neifel. If a kid lives for 30 days, that's a proof that he's not called a neifel. Rashi kol sheshol shloshim biyodim means shechai shloshim yoyim. If a kid lived after he's born, he lived already for 30 days, is ein ha-neifel. Even though he was not born after 9 months, he was only born after 8 months. The Yarmina and I, the Chura, after 8 months, we say a kid can't live. The Teretz says the Yarmina, we say Leshiva Nigmarotzerosai. Really, this was a 7th month baby, but after 7 months in the stomach, he was complete, and really should have come out then. And a 7th month old baby could live. Now, how come he came out the 8th month? V'yishtoya ad shmini. And he stayed in the stomach another month. By a person is 30 days, and by an animal, if an animal lives for 8 days, that's the proof that he's not a neifel, that he'll be a ben kayom, and he'll also live also. So the kiss you see of Shimon Gamliel also holds in this svara, that if a person lives for 30 days, even though he came out after 8 months, also we say he's going to be a ben kayom. A ben ches can't live. You see, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel also holds the svarim that it's possible a kid could stay in the stomach an extra month. So really, he was finished at 7 months. A 7th month old baby could live. So only a complete 8 month old baby means that his surah, he's not finished, completed, until after 8 months. Such a baby can't live. Tana Rabbanim, look at a braisa like this. Eizeyo Suris Chama. What's called a person that's born sterile? What's called a Suris Chama? He's born that way. Is Kol Shu Ben Esrim, if he's 20 years old already, Vloyhevish Tesiris. This is like Basil Shita. It's only 20 years old. If the boy is 20 years old and he didn't bring Tesiris, he never had a hair, B'yosimokim on the bottom, Satarai is a Srisham. He was born sterile. So Yafil Avliyachim Mikan, even though he brings later, so what? Hareyo Kasris Becholdavar. He has locha like a Sris Becholdavar. V'yeluhein now Simonif. This is also Simonif, and you can tell otherwise. Even before this, sometimes you can tell a person will be sterile. V'yelu ain't simonov. Kol shein loy zok, he doesn't have a beard. V'star v'lekuyi, even the hair that he has, there's something wrong with it. Rashi says, rach, it's very soft. Ul b'saroi machlit. His skin is very smooth. Rashi chola kebosar isha. A man's skin is smooth like an isha. The derech bosar ish liyo soyer. A person usually has hair on his skin. This person that's a Suris does not have any hair on his skin, a smooth skin. These are also simona to tell that a boy is going to be a Suris. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yoyer, Kol Shein Meimov Malim Rasichot. This is another simon. When he urinates, if the water comes out, it does not come out hot. But it doesn't come out with Rasichot, with heat, that's also a Rai is going to be a Suris. The Yeshayim, some say, Kol Amato Maim when he urinates, the Yenoisa Keep, like we had before, it doesn't make like an arch. In other words, you can't shoot out, usually when you're shooting upwards, so it shoots out, and then it comes down again like an arch. If he doesn't have enough power to shoot it upwards and go well like an arch, that's also called a Swiss. That's Simoni Swiss. The Yeshangim, some say, Kol Sheshichva Zera Deicha. If a Shichva Zera is very loose, Rashi Shena Kosher Elut Solo Kamayim, it comes out like water, that's also Simoni sterile. The Yeshem, some say, Kol Shein Meimei Raglov Machmitzin, that if his urine that comes out is not Machmitzin, doesn't ferment. Shoshav B'Kli, usually, if you let it stay in the Kli, it ferments. If his doesn't ferment, that's a Rai, something wrong with him. Hachem Meimrim, others say, Kol Sharoichet B'Moyt L'Gashamim, he takes a shower, he washes himself in the winter, V'yein B'Sara Mal Hevel, and his body does not give off heat. Shrashi Chamimus, the normal person, if you take a shower in the cold, so it's like steams out of your body, because your body is hot, and it's cold, so that's normal. But if your body doesn't give off steam-like, that's the Rai Yerusris. Rabbi Shimon Ben Elazar Weimer, Kol Shekoyle Lekuyay, if his voice is also different, V'yeinika ben ish v'ishi. You can't tell the difference between him and a lady. He has a voice like a lady. It's a soft voice. That's also a simon of a sris. Now, this is all by a man. What about by a lady? V'yeizeu hi idleness. What's the simon that the isha won't have children? She's an idleness. Kol she bas eskim. First of all, she's 20 years old. V'lehevi'u beistarvish. She doesn't have two hairs. V'yafidu v'yeviyu liyachem ikan idu. She brought later, like we had before. Harei kailanis l'chol devreo. She has a shame idleness. That now we give her Shem Gedolah when she was 12 years old. If at 18 she does not have, or 20, she does not have any hair, it's Igloi Milsa, she's an idleness, and she has a Shem Gedolah when she's 12 years old. Now, the Elu Hain Seminar, there are Simonim even before that, called Shein Lododim, if she has no breasts, or Miss Kashir Bashas Tashmas, when she has Tashmas with her husband, it's very hard for her, she has pain then, that's also a Simon that she's an idleness. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Eimer, called Shein Lashipule Mayin Kenoshim, her body by the stomach doesn't come to a point like the way a regular Isha does. Shrashi, come in kaf, like a kaf, lamala, miyaisa mokim. Both her eva, mokim erva there, it comes like a kaf, like a spoon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, kol shakoy lova, if she has a thick voice, v'yeng on the keres ben isha liish, you can't tell the difference between her and a man, that's also simoni idleness. If her voice is thick like a man. Itma was learned like this. Simoni sris. What are the simonim of a sris? Of a man, a sterile? Rav Huna Amar Ad Shiyokulam. You have to have all these simonim. His hair is soft. His body is smooth. He needs all of them. Rav Yechon Amar Afilu B'Yechon Mehem. It's enough one of them. If he has one of these simonim, his voice is low like a lady, one of the simonim is enough. The verse is like this. Heichad the Heivishtei Sairis B'Zokin. If he has a beard, he has two hairs by his beard. Kuliyamale Pligi Diyad Sheikulin. Then he's not called a Sris until he has all these simonim. He has to have all these simonim to give him a shame or a Sris. If he has two hairs. Ki Pligi, where's the Machlekes? B'Shaloi Hoyu, B'Shaloi Heivi. He doesn't have any hair. That's where the Machlekes is. For the Mari, if so, Elohodi Yomolu Rabba Baravua, Larabonin. That Rabbi Baravua said to the Rabbonin. Einoi beib Rabbi Nachman. I'm looking at Rabbi Nachman. Either sorrow and mala hevel. Does his body give off heat? And as I want to know if Nachman is sorrow or not. Is Eisav lebrato. If I see that his body in the cold gives off heat, so he's not a Swiss, then I'll let him marry my daughter. Zechura Kaman Kravuna. Who does he hold like Kravuna? Kravuna said before, you have to have all the simonim. So therefore we check them out with one way, as long as he doesn't have one simon, as long as this one thing is missing, then he's normal. So what says Loi, Rav Nachman, Sicha Dikne Hevilei. Rav Nachman had Cyrus. So since he had here, then we say, what makes him to become an island, a Cyrus? Only if he has all these simonim. So we check them out this one way, that his body gave off heat, he doesn't have all the simonim, then he's not a Swiss, then he said, I'll let you marry my daughter. The Mishnah says, "A sris lechotz loy mivyavim mechen alnis." Ketani sris duma di alnis. Our Mishnah says, "A sris, a man that's sterile, just like an idleness, an isha that can't give birth." Ma idleness b'day shemayim, each was born that way. A sris b'day shemayim. Our Mishnah that says, "There's no mitzvah yibim if you're sterile," that means you're born that way. O stamak Rebbe Akiva, and our Mishnah stam goes according to Rebbe Akiva shita. The Yomer he says, "B'day adam in b'day shemayim loy." The Kiva says, when does a sterile man have a Mitzvah Yibum if he was born healthy? And later on in life, something happened to him. But the day Shemayim, if he was born sterile, then he does not have a Mitzvah Yibum. So our Mishnah, Stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding off Pei Aleph, Yomer Aleph. Just the last line of Pei Yom Beis, just. Last line was, says, Hasoris Shecholus Livimto Leposla. That's what our Mishnah says. Samora says, Taima de Bola. So our Mishnah says what? That a Soris that gives Chalitza to his Yivoma, the Mishnah says, he doesn't pass a law. Because he's potter for Mitzvah's Chalitza. But Lui Tzuyi has beer with her. Whereas if the Yavam, the one that's alive now, he's a Soris. So he's potter for mitzvah yibum. So really, it's eshasach. He's being boiled on erva. So it says if he's boiled, then he passes on. She becomes a zayna.
So Mars Madayak Taima de Bolo. Why did she become Zoina? Only because the Yavim himself was Boiler, lived with her. Ho Achar, Mashma, if not the Yavim, but somebody else's Boiler, Loi, then she does not become Possel to a Kain. She does not become a Zoina. The Rashi says, Taima de Bolo, to have a Zoina. Then she becomes a Zoina. The Nivaloli Achai Baila, because she lived now with her husband's brother. Shaloi b'malke mitzvah, when there's no mitzvah yibum. V'hoi sola b'karis, therefore it's an erva, she's a chayiv karis, therefore she becomes a zayna. Only because she lived with the yavim. Mashma, she lives with somebody else though, she does not become posel.